from the gorgeous confines of Melbourne, Australia, across the USA and 61 countries spanning the globe, Expat Progressive Radio presents The Bill Show with Bill and Randall. Now fasten your seatbelts, kids, because here are the loudest fat lefties on the net, Bill and Randy. And welcome to the Bill Show.
Yes, welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
With my friend over here, Randall Berger.
Yeah, we're a bit demure today. Is that too big a word, should I say?
It's been about crap.
It's been a hard 2 weeks, you know, since the last show. A lot has happened.
Well, it's just been a crap. It's been a crap kind of 2 weeks in America.
Well, there have been good things, and there have been bad things. Good things were overnight. SCOTUS voted to make marriage equality legal in all 50 states. Thank you, SCOTUS.
And the conservatives are having babies.
We're leaving America. Oh, yeah, we're going to Canada.
Bye.
Which is funny because...
Bye. Here you go. Have, there's a ticket.
They have marriage equality. Yeah,
what's your hurry?
It's like Rush Limbaugh going to Costa Rica, which already had social medicine.
And then, of course,
the week before that, we had Charleston.
For fuck's sake, I'm so sick of it.
Well,
don't you?
We are because we're not immune to it like, dare I say, a lot of Americans are.
Yeah.
You know, we don't say not another one with regards to Australia. Because we have at best 30 gun murders year from the whole population of the whole country.
We had the largest mass murder, of course.
For about 25 years.
The largest mass murder until, I think, Sweden or what was that?
The guy that shot up the island, yeah. The guy from Virginia Tech got close.
Yeah.
But anyway,
we have a good draft pick this year, I think that the thing that really pisses me off is that it's the same shit. I almost wasn't going to do it on the show because we've been doing this for like 3 years.
Well, a lot of things have come out. The hijacking of things like the Confederate battle standard by hate groups.
Yeah, but that's been going on for years.
Well, actually, it has not. It was only since the 50s. And it is a heritage flag, as it were. Some states in America still have it. Mississippi, some states in America still have the British flag.
But really, seriously, Randall, it's like you lose World War II and the Nazis still get to fly their flag over the state houses. You know what I'm saying? Slavery was genocide.
Yes, but the...
All right, and you are flying a flag.
Don't start my rant, or don't start my article early, because... Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're not our normal jovial selves to... we had to take our unhappy pills before we started. We got our snacks, we got our drinks, we had our wee, but we're not all that cheered up, because...
Well, you've just humiliated me by saying wee again, but there you go.
Okay, Bill has voided his bladder, as have I. Is that more clinical?
That's more clinical.
Not to put a fine line.
Yeah, now it's been a crap last couple of weeks. We don't want to be a down show, but you know, Jesus.
The crap part is like, you know, the first thing they came out and said, first it was a crime against Christianity. And I thought, no, it's not one. He's not onward.
Oh,
Christian
I love the
soldiers.
Way the conservatives did that.
And then it was a war against blacks, racism. It was terrorism. It doesn't matter who he was.
It's not a multiple choice test. It was about black. Listen, there are two things I want to
do. It's not what's my line before I kill you.
No, but it's like people sitting there saying that it was a crime against Christianity.
They're still saying it.
No, when he was shooting people, I'm shooting you because you're black.
And we want our country back.
That's something Larry Wilmore said the other day. Listen, there are two clips that I really wanted to touch on the North Carolina shooting. The one I thought was absolutely astounding was Hillary. You know, I spent last week really getting into Hillary and sitting there saying, you know, you got all these business connections and everything like that. But then she turns around and I think gives the best speech that I've heard her give in years.
Well, same with that voting speech.
It was a fantastic speech.
Yeah, get out and vote, but they're not going to necessarily vote for me.
Let's listen to a bit of Hillary Clinton talking about the shootings in South Carolina.
I know it's tempting to dismiss a tragedy like this as an isolated incident. To believe that in today's America, bigotry is largely behind us, that institutionalized racism no longer exists. But despite our best efforts and our highest hopes, America's long struggle with race is far from finished. We can't hide from hard truths about race and justice. We have to name them and own them and change them. That's why I appreciate the actions begun yesterday by the governor and other leaders of South Carolina to remove the Confederate battle flag from the State House. Recognizing it as a symbol of our nation's racist past that has no place in our present or our future. It shouldn't fly there. It shouldn't fly anywhere. And I also commend Walmart for deciding to remove any product that uses it. Today, Amazon, eBay, and Sears have followed suit, and I urge all sellers to do the very same. But you know, and I know, that's just the beginning of what we have to do. The truth is, equality, opportunity, civil rights in America are still far from where they need to be.
That was Hillary Clinton, Randall.
Yeah.
And I thought she did a fine job.
She did a great job.
It was fantastic. I was sitting there going, you know, you are not messing around. You were sitting there saying, race is still an issue.
Yeah.
And we've got to make actual, you know, I mean, she's sitting there calling for a social... people to get out there and do something.
Well, she also used the word terrorism. Now, as soon as this happened, we had hate crime.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier about war on Christianity. Mm. It was this, it was that, it was the other thing. No, it was terrorism. This man was doing something evil and violent for a terrorist end, for a political end. Mm. That is the definition, in my opinion, of terrorism.
Well, I think that a lot of the right has been trying to say, A, it's not terrorism. B, it has nothing to do. Literally, Fox was sitting there saying, look, it may not be racial. Which is what Larry Wilmore picked up in the Nightly Show. I have a clip from Larry Wilmore who takes issue with Fox. It was basically the day afterwards. Fox had been hedging away from the fact that if you sit there and say that racism is actually existing in the United States and it has to be dealt with, that's against Fox, because they would rather say that, well, you elected Obama, racism is over.
Oh, we cannot have Ben Carson because we cannot have another black president.
Yeah,
and listen, what about, you know, the people that said... you know, this is a, you know, it's not, it's gun violence, you know, it's not about politics, it's not about, I just can't believe that they would...
They would even say that. So here's Larry Wilmore. I thought about actually talking about this, but I really can't talk about this any better than Larry Wilmore did. So I'm going to throw it over to Larry Wilmore. This is the cut from The Nightly Show.
Yep.
It's a bit long, but it's really worth listening to. He did a fantastic job. Larry Wilmore, The Nightly Show.
Come on, Laza.
This is a different kind of day. I just want to say our hearts go out to everybody in Charleston, South Carolina right now. This was a horrible story. And for those of you who aren't up to speed, here's basically what happened.
9 people killed in an unthinkable crime in Charleston, South Carolina.
Before Roof opened fire, he told his intended victims, I want to shoot black people.
He said, you rape our women and you've taken over our country. And you have to go.
Now, I have to tell you guys, we weren't going to talk much about this at all. I mean, seriously, we're a comedy show, right? I mean, what we built here isn't really designed to handle this kind of tragedy. And let me just say, I know we talk about race a lot on the show, but I think we can all agree this time that this is a racially motivated attack. Yeah. You know, I think it's, but also, it couldn't be clearer when it comes out of the killer's mouth, right? But even with all of that evidence, and on a day like today, Fox News just makes my head explode.
Well, last night's deadly attack taking place at a historic church in South Carolina, the gunman's horrifying attack on faith.
The question is, was it a crime out of race or religion?
They could be calling it a hate crime because it happened in a religious institution.
So if we're not safe in our own churches, then where are we safe? And although it's being investigated as a hate crime, there's still some pieces we have to put together.
Some look at it as, well, it's because it was a white guy, apparently, and a black church. But you made a great point just a moment ago about the hostility toward Christians. So, and it was a church.
Okay. All right. I know you guys don't want to admit that racial stuff isn't going on. But how can there be any doubt when it came out of the gunman's mouth? Let me remind you what he said.
I want to shoot black people.
He told his victims, I want to shoot black people. I think when he says black people, he means black people and not Christians. I'm just saying. And remember this part.
He said, you rape our women and you've taken over our country and you have to go.
He is being very clear. Nobody thinks Christians are going around raping everybody and taking over the country. All right? That's not a thing, unless you're a Duggar. All right? Then it's a thing. Then it's a thing. Then it's a thing. Okay, then Fox News sends out a black preacher like his black is going to confuse me. Right? Black don't distract, by the way, right? It don't. Black don't distract, man. But nice try anyway, Fox.
Yeah, I'm deeply concerned that this gunman chose to go into a church because there does seem to be a rising hostility against Christians across this country because of our biblical views.
No, 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 no. It is not rising hostility against Christians. It's rising forceful and pervasive hostility against black people who were meeting in a church. All right? But let's hear more from the Fox brother.
Most people jump to conclusions about race. I long for the day when we stop doing that in our country. Yeah. But we don't know why he went into a church, but he didn't choose a bar. He didn't choose a basketball court.
Didn't choose a basketball court? The f***, man? Oh, you mean typically black areas like basketball courts? Why didn't he choose a recording studio? I mean, he could have gone to a chitlin farm. I mean, break dancing class, roller rinks. Why wasn't he at a watermelon stand? Why didn't he go there? An illiterate center, he could have been there. Look, if he wanted to target a high concentration of black people, why didn't he choose any prison in the United States? Why didn't he do that? Huh? Yeah. And it wasn't just Fox News. Even GOP presidential candidate Rick Santorum couldn't wait to jump on this bandwagon to wrong town.
We're now seeing assault on religious liberty that we've never seen before. It's obviously a crime of hate, and we don't know the rationale, but I don't know what other rationale could there be?
I mean, for people who live in cut and dry, black and white worlds, it's amazing how social conservatives like Rick Santorum just stretch and bend and contort to make sure they never have to confront race, right? Yeah. I know, because, look, I know because this was in a church that it's hard to understand this was about race, but let me give you an example. Four black girls were murdered in a church bombing in Birmingham, Alabama in 1963, all right? Back then, no one pretended to wonder what the motivation was. If you tried to say it was about religion, even the perpetrators back then would have corrected you. All right? No, we killed them because they're niggers. Yeah? That's why we did it. All right, one last thing about this church is that it has proven itself resilient for nearly two centuries. The Mother Emanuel Church first opened its doors in 1816. 6 years later, it was burned to the ground. And 12 years after that, All black churches in the South Carolina were outlawed, forcing Mother Emanuel to hold their services in secret. Also around that time, racists killed one of the church's co-founders for planning a slave revolt. And nearly 200 years later, last night, Mother Emanuel's senior pastor, Clemente Pinckney, was added to the list of church leaders taken from the congregation. And though this is devastating to the church today, it's comforting to know that Mother Emanuel can and will go on.
That was great.
Larry Wilmore, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that was terrific.
I couldn't have said it better, so I said...
But he's right. He's a comedian. It's a comedy show, and how do you deal with that?
No, but he also, you know, I mean, he just took it down and just basically passed it, and it is the problem. Racist people don't want to face that there's racism.
Yeah.
Because if you can deny it, then you don't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And you can actually blame the victim, which is part of my tinfoil hat coming up, which is...
Whoa, they're all blaming the victim.
They're all blaming the victim.
They should have had guns in that church, and then they could have taken this guy down.
Did you hear some numbnut?
Yeah, the South Carolina state rep.
It's the dumbest fucking thing I ever heard in my life. Mm. You know, but, you know, it always gets dumb.
They should arm kindergarten kids. They should arm kindergarten kids. They should arm people in church.
My little boy brings an M16
yeah,
to school. You know, just in case.
Well, it's like that girl said last show on the Jon Stewart show. She says, you know, if somebody, a white man in Texas carries a gun, it's open carry. But if a black man is...
Look out, he's got a gun! He's got a gun!
Yeah, right. No. Yeah. Anyway, listen, I hear a breaking news theme, Randall. Here it is! Yes, that's right. It's part of the music sound effects that we have in the vast Bill Show library that I have a news theme now playing underneath me.
You reckon? I think you just fix it in post.
No, I don't fix it in post. Those are the fix it in post cheer squad. They are actually fixed in post.
And Randy's rant music.
Okay.
Did you know there's an election going on in America?
There is an election going on. It's one of our major reasons for being.
And it's 230 days before we even
absolutely
have the first.
That's true.
We have the first poll.
Yeah,
Iowa caucuses.
And the Iowa caucuses. But you know what's happened recently in the election, folks, is the incredible Bernie. The incredible, the uniqueness of Bernie.
Oh,
feeling the burn.
Feel the burn.
Burn is the word.
Yeah.
Yes, this is all from Real Clear Politics, ladies and gentlemen. Senator Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, has gained support in New Hampshire Democratic presidential primary polls and is now within 10 percentage points of frontrunner Hillary Clinton. According to Suffolk University poll released Tuesday, Sanders' support was at 31% compared with Clinton's 41%. Morning Consult poll published Sunday also showed a leap in support for Sanders in the Granite State, Randy. Evidently, they're looking at two reasons for this. One is that Sanders' official bid for the presidency was on May 27th, but also the fact that on June 2nd, the Run Warren Run volunteer group aimed to draft Senator Elizabeth Warren finally took the hint and stopped nagging her.
Yes, please.
They stopped saying, oh, come on. So a lot of those people are starting to work for...
Bernie.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders.
Bernie.
Claire McCaskill, though, she did something.
From Missouri.
Yeah, she came down on Bernie, and ooh, this, basically, I have this by way of Huffington Post. Basically, Claire McCaskill, the senator from Missouri, came down on Bernie Sanders for being too extreme, Randall.
Too extreme, or as she put it, too liberal.
Too liberal. Well, you know, that may or may not be true.
He's unelectable because he's too liberal.
Yeah, I think what people are finding out, you know, and I really do think that people are starting to learn that Bernie Sanders actually is sitting right about where on the issues, right about where the American people are.
Yeah, but he's a socialist, as was FDR.
But, you know, don't tell Americans they're socialists. They'll have babies. They'll go, I'm not a communist, what are you saying?
No, I didn't say communist, I said socialist.
But if you look at the... but that's what they think. They think it's the same thing.
wrong.
You, yeah, they did.
That was the buzzer.
That was the buzzer? Oh, right. Anyway, if you look at single-payer healthcare, Bernie's for it. And just over 50% of the people, according to the Hill Research for an article by Sarah Ferris this January, said that over 50% of people say they still support the idea of single-payer healthcare. Also, gun control. 9 out of 10 people support an expanding background check.
Oh, yeah.
On guns.
Fat chance.
Like, that's going to happen.
Turn around. I'll give you a background check.
Yeah, it's there. Wall Street regulation found that over 83% of voters favored tougher rules for Wall Street financial companies.
No.
Yes, according to the Center for Responsible Lending and Americans for Financial Report.
Oh, they're too big to fail. They're too big to exist.
That's right. So, really, the fact is, a lot of Americans actually agree with Bernie on the issues. Now, if they could just stop calling him a communist, a socialist, or an ist word.
Well, that's just how they think. Unfortunately, that's just how they think.
Well, not think. There's a difference between socialism and communism.
But, you know, American presidential election is all about perception. Now, we're talking about brand recognition. Who are the two biggest brands in the presidential race?
Well, Trump.
Trump and Clinton.
Trump and Clinton.
Because they have brand recognition. They are brands that have existed for a long time.
I did. And speaking of which, ladies and gentlemen.
Was that a good lead-in?
That's a good. Thanks for the segue, man.
Yeah, you bet.
You're the best.
Yeah. Totes.
Thanks. Hey, it was seamless, wasn't it? Years of working together. For speaking of what Randy was saying, Donald Trump.
Who has actually declared this time.
I just couldn't stop. You know what I mean? Seriously.
But he has declared his candidacy.
He has.
Whereas he was just stuffing around last time.
Yeah, he came out of his lair and he saw his shadow.
You know who else is gone?
Who?
The guy from Louisiana.
Oh, Bobby Jindal.
Yeah, Bobby Jindal. And I think he'll have... He had an announcement. He spoke for nearly an hour.
He did. He talked for an hour. Opie Taylor talked for an hour.
Oh, gosh. I wonder if he actually paid them like Donald Trump did.
Whenever I see Bobby Jindal, I always kind of want to ask him if he has a paper route.
He's not that young. He just looks young.
Jeepers, I'd like to be president too, miss. Mr. Wilson, I'm sorry I was out in the street reading Ayn Rand.
He might just get a vote for favorite son. At this time in 2012, Mitt Romney was third.
That's right. Right. But at this time in 2012, Donald Trump was what?
Second. Let's hear from the
dog. Okay, this, ladies and gentlemen, is our little salute to the brilliantness that is
Donald.
Baron von Fuckstick.
Hey, listen, the flapping noise you hear is actually his hair.
Okay, here it is. Baron von Fuckstick.
By the way, did you know Donald Trump's birth name is Face von Clownstick?
Now it's time for great moments in announcing your candidacy with Fuckface Von Clownstick.
I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. I tell you that. Obama is going to be out playing golf. He might even be on one of my courses. I would invite him. I actually would say I have the best courses in the world, so I'd say, you know what, if he wants to see, I have one right next to the White House, right on the Potomac. If he'd like to play, that's fine. In fact, I'd love him to leave early and play. That would be a very good thing. Hey, I'm not saying they're stupid. I like China. I just sold an apartment for $15 million to somebody from China. Am I supposed to dislike him? Our president doesn't have a clue. He's a bad negotiator. He's the one that did Bergdahl. We get a no-good traitor, and they get the five people that they wanted for years, and those people are now back on the battlefield trying to kill us. But I speak to border guards, and they tell us what we're getting. And it only makes common sense. It only makes common sense. They're sending us not the right people. It's coming from more than Mexico. It's coming from all over South and Latin America, and it's coming probably from the Middle East. But we don't know, because we have no protection. Islamic terrorism is eating up large portions of the Middle East. They become rich. I'm in competition with them. They just built a hotel in Syria. Can you believe this? They built a hotel. We have losers. We have losers. We have people that don't have it. We have people that are morally corrupt. We have people that are selling this country down the drain. I'm really rich. I'll show you that in a second. I have a total net worth, and now with the increase, it'll be well over $10 billion. But here, a total net worth of $8 billion. Net worth, not assets, not liability, a net worth. I'm not doing that to brag, because you know what? I don't have to brag. I don't have to, believe it or not. I think I am a nice person. People that know me like me.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, fuckface Von Clownstein.
Like all the people we play in this little segment, none of them are ever going to hear Hail to the Chief played in their honor because they are all fucksticks.
You know this ISIS guys, ISIS, they are opening up hotels.
$8 billion.
They're opening up hotels in Syria. Syrian hotels, they're my competition now. You know, I have the best hotels in terrorist countries around the world. You're not going to find better. I got a fucking 18-hole golf course in Somalia that'll fucking crap on your head.
And if I want a new hole, I just shoot off a mortar. I shoot off a mortar and it digs a new green.
I'm not saying Chinese people are fucking stupid, but...
And in Saudi Arabia, the whole course is a sand trap.
I'm sorry. We've got to call them in. The fix it in post cheer squad. Kids, it's the
fix it. FIP, yeah, come in.
The fix it in post cheer squad. That's here for Donald Trump!
Oh, they're quiet.
Yeah, I know. It's the fix it in post cheer squad.
No, we should just have a quick silence.
Yeah, that's us. But okay. The people at home,
anyway,
just heard
Donald Trump.
Wonderful kids.
As I say, we'll never hear Hail to the Chief.
No, they won't.
However.
Fuckface Von Clownstick.
However, we will hear more of this man because
okay.
of this reason.
Hmm.
Right now, the top 10 Republicans polling are Jeb,
yes.
exclamation point, the Donald.
The Donald is second in New Hampshire.
Ben, no, this is all, I think this is all over. This is a new Fox News
poll. Is this all over the country?
Ben Carson. Okay, first we got Jeb at 15, Donald Trump at
11. You're trumping my news ticker from, because I may have different.
Anyway, this is the one I got, Fox News poll from the 23rd of June.
Okay.
Ben Carson at 10%.
Yeah.
Rand Paul at 9%.
Right.
Scott Walker. The Coke sucker. He's at 9% too, along with Ayn Rand Paul. Marco Rubio.
Lucia, Mom.
8%.
Yes.
Mike Huckabee.
Huckabee.
Still in the running at 6%.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
4%.
Yeah.
Carly
Fiorina.
3%. And Little Ricky.
Little Ricky Santorum.
Now, why is now, that? Let me compare why are that. Those people? Why are those people interesting?
Why?
Because the top 10 will be in the debates.
That's true.
That's how it's determined.
That's true. And every one of those people is a clown.
Yeah, but, some bigger, more clowns than others.
Yeah, I mean, but every one of them is an absolute clown. Listen, I'll tell you what real clear politics has for New Hampshire. That's a national poll.
Yeah.
In New Hampshire, it's Bush 16%, Trump 11%, Paul 9%, Rubio 6%, Fiorina 6%, Christie 5%, Carson 5%, Perry 4%, Cruz 3%, Huckabee 2%, Kasich 2%, and Santorum and Jindal nada.
They
zippity doodah.
They don't even mention. Yeah, so the top players are similar, but the bottom ones are falling off the page.
Yeah, but you know who's going to run? Evidently, according to the scuttlebutt.
You tell me.
Politico came up with an article the other day that said Romney's actually fishing around for staff.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I can't. The bishop, the good bishop, is going to stay.
Romney,
missed the 47%.
He's going to stay in Salt Lake City.
Let me tell you something. In this grouping,
he's a high priest of Mormons, and he'll stay there.
But think about it, Randall. In this grouping, I mean, look at these clowns. Mm-hmm. You've got the smarter brother of Duncehead, who fucking almost killed the country.
George III is at the top.
And every one of those other guys, Trump, Paul, Rubio, Fiorina, Christie, Carson, Perry, Cruz, Huckabee, and Kasich, and Santorum, they're all fucking clowns.
Yeah, that's why it's called the clown car.
You know?
That's why it's called the clown car. Now,
yeah.
I was going to tell you one of the reasons, and actually if you play this clip, you hear one of the reasons that they suspect that people like Trump and Carson are so popular is not only just brand recognition, but they're not politicians. Neither of them has ever held elected office.
See, I don't think that that's a
no, people don't, are mistrusting of politicians.
Well, they've got a right to mistrust politicians.
Yes, they have never officially run for office, and that's why people are saying, I'm tired of this shit. And that's why I want that person.
People have got to stop taking what you are entering into in America right now is a case in which you don't have any choice.
Yeah, that's
true. Mean, it doesn't it really seriously.
They're not going to vote anyway, as we discussed last week.
Yeah. Well, but the thing is that you're faced with having corporate Democrats and corporate Republicans basically what you get to choose from, and the only person bucking that trend is Sanders. But like in the Republican thing, you just want somebody that's not necessarily just there to kind of like, I mean, it's no longer kind of to select the best qualified people. It's kind of like, you know, how do you sell your book and get,
for them.
Get yourself on Fox.
That's their rationale.
Yeah.
But, you know, people also, I don't know why, people say any Republican that doesn't make $1 million a year or is male, why are they voting for the Republicans? Because they just want to control your uterus. And they just want to take all your money.
Okay.
Didn't you see that lovely meme?
Control your uterus and take your money.
Yeah.
That's it!
Yeah, that lovely meme.
Meme
I put up on our website.
Really? What did you do?
The woman going into the chemist saying, do you have anything that will keep Republicans out of my uterus?
That's a good meme. Now, before we go to our break, Randy, you actually had another clip about the amazing Donald.
Yeah, and why he's actually polling 11% and Ben Carson just behind him. Mm. What is the rationale there? Let's have a listen.
Okay.
Let's look at the Fox News poll out this morning, a national Fox News poll out. Jeb Bush, 15. The Donald at 11. Dr. Carson at 10, then you have Scott Walker, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, down to Rick Santorum. We go down to Rick Santorum because the top 10 in an average of the national polls make the first debate, which is on Fox News. The cutoff for that is not till August 4th. But at the moment, the Donald's at 11%. And like him or not, support him or not, he will be a factor in the debates because he is a reality TV star. He is a showman.
That's exactly right. And that makes some in the Republican Party nervous, as Ed was pointing out, because he's going to be saying these things that they don't want said, you know, these statements that put them in a difficult position. But I also think it could provide a moment of leadership for a candidate who's willing to stand up and say, no, I don't agree with this. You know, you could see it on the debate stage. Mr. Trump, you're wrong. I also think what those numbers tell us is that as much as, you know, there is this instinct to dismiss him as a reality TV show sideshow, he does have a following. There is an element in the Republican Party that's xenophobic that wants to hear this sort of thing.
In addition to that, Trump, Carson, 2-3, not politicians. People think the politicians, they just read the talking points, they're poll tested, everything's focus grouped. You got two guys who are not politicians who are different. I think some voters are looking for just something outside of the normal thing. Some other numbers in that poll, though, back to the point, does Donald Trump have staying power? This is all voters, not Republicans. 77% of Americans think he's a sideshow, not a serious candidate. I'd like to talk to the 18%. Is he honest and trustworthy? 30% say yes, 64% say no. So it's clearly he does have some underlying image issues that will come to the fore. But at the moment, he's been somewhat popular.
And it's interesting to note, Willie, that in 2012, he was actually polling at the same numbers in the same place, behind Huckabee, ahead of Romney.
Yeah, well,
So I'm just saying that at this stage,
It's 200 days beforehand.
I know. It's 200 days before
People
Iowa
are selling books.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We're quoting these numbers because it amuses us.
Yeah.
We don't think they actually mean anything. But but seriously, mate, you know, I mean, the thing is that Trump does a real favor to the Republican Party, because in a party that is populated by fucking clowns.
Oh, that's why it's called the clown car.
You have at least one guy who's clownier than the rest of them, so the rest of the clowns can point to this guy, the guy over there, who's really insane, yeah. That guy.
Well, as Cenk in 2012...
Yeah, but you're still wearing a funny nose.
As Cenk of the Young Turks said, yeah. he used to call him Ronald McDonald, because the Donald's wig is kind of red. So he used to say, this guy's Ronald McDonald. And Cenk was doing the whole clown car thing. Back in, how long ago was that?
Yeah.
2012. Yeah, so he was already doing the clown thing then.
Yeah, that's true. I actually want to flash back just for one moment. This is a clip from...
Should we play Twilight Zone music?
No.
Outer Limits?
Yeah, we can pretend it's like a flashback. Mm-hmm. But back 2 years ago, Bill Maher actually got sued by the Donald over this joke. And in this joke, basically, what you see in the background... is an orangutan. Here it is.
New rule, Donald Trump must immediately submit to DNA test to determine... to determine whether he is in fact the love child of a human woman and an orangutan from the Brooklyn Zoo. Look, Donald, I'm not saying that your mother was repeatedly fucking an orangutan back in the 1940s. I don't know if that's true. I hope it's not true. But given your face, your physique, your intelligence level, and of course your hair, the American people deserve some real proof that your mother did not spend most nights in 1945 covering her body in banana oil, sneaking into the monkey cage and compulsively humping an orange-haired ape.
Yeah, I can't imagine, Randy, why Donald got all upset then.
Well, was his mother banging an orangutan in 1945?
The detail he goes into. Mm. That basically massage. Well,
it was the banana oil
like,
that I was
up the anus.
Yeah.
Yes, that was a bit childish, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was.
I know, that's the name of the day, man. We're running a bit late. Listen, we're going to take
a
break.
We're not running late.
Well, we aren't, but it's going
to
go.
People would like us to go on forever. There's
a long
dead air. Go on.
Anyway, okay, we're going to go to a break, and then it's time for Randy's rant, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Here it is. We'll be back in just one moment.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio.
Now, here comes the music.
I have one job, and it's a pretty simple job. I come in the morning, and we look at the news, and I write jokes about it. And then I make a couple of faces, and like a noise, and then it's just cha-ching, and I'm out the door. But I didn't do my job today. I didn't. So I apologize. I got nothing for you in terms of, like, jokes and sounds because of what happened in South Carolina. And maybe if I wasn't nearing the end of the run or this wasn't such a common occurrence, maybe I could have pulled out of the spiral, but I didn't. And so I honestly have nothing other than just sadness, once again, that we have to peer into the abyss of the depraved violence that we do to each other and the nexus of a just gaping racial wound that will not heal, yet we pretend doesn't exist. And I'm confident, though, that by acknowledging it, by staring into that and seeing it for what it is, we still won't do jack. Yeah. That's us. And that's the part that blows my mind. I don't want to get into the political argument of the guns and things. But what blows my mind is the disparity of response between when we think people that are foreign are going to kill us and us killing ourselves. If this had been what we thought was Islamic terrorism, it would fit into our... We invaded two countries and spent trillions of dollars and thousands of American lives and now fly unmanned death machines over like five or six different countries, all to keep Americans safe. That's got it. We got to do whatever we can. We'll torture people. We got to do whatever we can to keep Americans safe. Nine people shot in a church. What about that? Hey, what are you going to do? Crazy is, right? That's the part that I cannot, for the life of me, wrap my head around. And you know it. You know that it's going to go down the same path. This is a terrible tragedy. They're already using the nuanced language of lack of effort for this. This is a terrorist attack. This is a violent attack on the Emanuel Church in South Carolina, which is a symbol for the black community. It has stood in that part of Charleston for 100 and some years and has been attacked viciously many times, as many black churches have. And to pretend that, I heard someone on the news say, well, tragedy has visited this church. This wasn't a tornado. This was a racist. This was a guy with a Rhodesia badge on his sweater. And, you know, so the idea that we're, you know, I hate to even use this pun, but this one is black and white. There's no nuance here. This is... And we're going to keep pretending like, I don't get it. What happened? This one guy lost his mind. But we are steeped in that culture in this country, and we refuse to recognize it. And I cannot believe how hard people are working to discount it. In South Carolina, the roads that black people drive on are named for Confederate generals who fought to keep black people from being able to drive freely on that road. That's insanity. That's racial wallpaper. That's you can't allow that. You know, nine people were shot in a black church by a white guy who hated them, who wanted to start some kind of civil war. The Confederate flag flies over South Carolina, and the roads are named for Confederate generals. And the white guy's the one who feels like his country's being taken away from him. We're bringing it on ourselves. And that's the thing. Al-Qaeda, all those guys, ISIS, they're not compared to the damage that we can apparently do to ourselves on a regular basis. So our guest tonight is an incredible person who suffered unspeakable violence by extremists, and her perseverance and determination through that to continue on is an incredible inspiration. And to be quite honest with you, I don't think there's anyone else in the world I would rather talk to tonight than Malala. So that's what we're going to do. And sorry about no jokes.
Gentlemen, it's time for Randy's Rant. Randy!
Thank you very much, William.
Yes.
And I'm actually not ranting so much as raving today. Because what happened overnight for us is the fact that America, or SCOTUS, the Supreme Court, has ruled 5-4 that marriage equality is now a national thing in America. Now, it was always, I mean, they were up
to... How fucking amazing.
Yeah, they were up to 37 really states who have allowed marriage equality to some extent.
Yeah.
And 13 states that were still outright banning it.
Yeah.
Now, what they did is they amended the 14th Amendment to allow it to be a pursuit of happiness issue.
Right.
Okay. It is an equal rights issue in America because marriage is a state's thing. Our states gave it up in the early 60s. and gave it to the as a national law. But in America, it was a individual state thing, and some states could do it, some states could not. The reason Las Vegas was so popular is they eliminated the waiting period for marriage, mm-hmm. and they also eliminated any waiting period for divorce.
Right.
So you could get hence each state could have something different from the other states. But this is really a historic victory because fundamentalist Christians and fundamentalists just about everything else have said marriage equality is sin. It's all about God. They fixate on the sexual and the gender thing. But in actual fact, in America and here in Australia, marriage equality is really about civil rights. Gay is the new black. I don't like calling it gay marriage. It's marriage equality. It's same-sex marriage. And that's a kind of discrimination. Okay? It is a civil right.
They have a civil right to vote.
They have a civil right to marry. Because in America...
Because it's none of your business.
Well, it isn't. It isn't. In America, here in Australia...
It's not your business.
Legal marriage is an instant fast track to joint property, joint kinship... All of those things. Now, right now in America and still here in Australia, same-sex couples have certain rights. They can adopt. They can cohabit. They have de facto things. But de facto marriages are not worth the paper they're not written on. What you have to have is, as you have in Australia here, it is a statutory declaration of immediate witness, sworn, kinship, everything. Okay.
And by the way, the
and it can only be dissolved by
America has trumped Australia here because Australia still doesn't allow that kind of thing.
But that's because we have
a gay pride parade.
Yeah, we have.
But we don't do that.
We've had the Mardi Gras
for years,
25 years.
But you know, I actually toured. If you take the gays out of theatre. Along with the Jews, you have
janitors.
There's no one left.
Yeah, the theaters are all dark. You can't have Broadway without the Jews. That's a song from Spamalot.
That's true.
Yeah.
Take away the gays and the Jews. It's really
there's no Hollywood. There's no Hollywood. There's no Broadway.
I knew some of the most beautiful people and some of the most lovely couples who were gay.
Mm-hmm.
One couple I know, and a very, very tragic story, is that he was a dresser that worked with us. And he, his long-term partner, contracted HIV.
The gay plague.
And he literally was dying. And I'd never seen more loyalty in a partner, because he stayed with him right to the bitter end. And when he finally died, the partner who had been this man's partner for literally 15 years was not allowed in the hospital.
Exactly.
Was not allowed in the funeral.
Yeah.
They had bought things together. He had no rights whatsoever.
To the joint property?
To anything.
All. No.
And it was just terrible. And
it's hard to watch.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God that now... that kind of sanity. It really, as a person who has known gay people and worked with gay people...
Well, the same here.
I have gay people in my family.
My entire life and mine. But what I'm saying is this is historical. In the Supreme Court, like when ruling for Roe versus Wade, all of those really major votes, even though this was a very slim majority, 5-4, it is still... a victory for common sense.
It was just as Roberts, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was Roberts that came through. You know, and I'll bet the right wing's heads probably just exploded.
But the point is, they are going to have difficulty with those 20-odd states that have still banned it because they're going to do everything they can to throw up obstacles to this.
See, I never... You know, the bottom line to all this...
Yeah.
To me is, and this is the thing that I just can't get around. It's not your business. You know, I mean, seriously.
Well, we were talking.
If two guys named Frank want to get married in Massachusetts, how the fuck does that affect you, annoy you, or
it's my
make
rant.
You
it's my rant. Listen to me. Here's an interesting thing. Everybody says, oh, it's the boys. You know, and dicks are delicious. Do you know that?
What?
I says everybody's going to want to get married when they realize that dicks are delicious. It was one of the posters I saw.
Where did you see that poster, darling?
At a delicatessen.
I'm sure you did. Okay.
What I was going to say is contrary to the... There is a misogyny in the same-sex arena.
Yeah.
And more women than men want to commit and get married.
Yeah.
But it's all about the boys. And they want it, and they put themselves forward as being, this is about us.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, it's not. There are an awful lot of same-sex couples who are women who want to get married.
Sure.
And they will... Here we have two federal politicians.
In the end, I think conservatives are certainly... You know, I'll tell you something. One of the libertarian principles I happen to agree with is that the government shouldn't tell people who they can and can't love.
They used to. When
we talk about freedom, guys, and all you conservatives, you love talking about freedom.
Well, civil rights. Yeah, let's call it every time you talk about freedom. Let's not talk about freedom.
But let's talk about the freedom of basically being able to decide who the hell I want to marry. Is that all right with you?
No, you still can't marry. They're saying, you're going to marry your children, you're going to marry your dog, you're going to marry your horse.
Bestiality is not the same as being
you
gay.
You cannot. Certainly not in Australia. You can't do all those things. Yet in 27 American states, you cannot be arrested for having sex with farm animals. But I don't hear anybody getting on their high horse about that, probably because it's too high.
I find the people who compare homosexuality to bestiality...
Or incest, or
amazingly stupid. Look, I'll tell you something, and if you want to know where you find some of the most dirty, seamy, fucking gay sex, it's always in the conservative ranks. You know, it's always the conservatives. It's always those right-wing politicians have been, you know, texting bullshit to some page on the floor of the Senate. You know,
and they've got the best, absolutely the best.
Somebody in a toilet somewhere. Yeah. It's always you guys.
Yeah, they've got the best grinder profiles of the.
That's what really the
conservative
pisses me
politicians.
Off.
Anyway, I think America is happy.
Uh-huh.
I think America is going in the right way. And I think when people wake up tomorrow or on Monday, because this happened on Friday, and the world hasn't ended, and 10,000 pastors have not set themselves on fire.
Jesus, mate, I'll tell
you.
Or
any of that sort of stuff. I think you're going to find that the world does not end and things do not change. The economy is going to go ballistic because nothing is going to say marriage equality more than a same-sex wedding.
You're going to have
the economy. Here they estimate $1.5 billion in the first year, and we only have as many people as Los Angeles.
My line is basically that we've survived World War I, the Nazis, and World War II, Korea and Vietnam. I think we can survive Will and Grace. Trust me, the world's not going to fucking end.
Let's have a listen to this guy who I thought is a better ranter than I am.
Okay.
I think Vic has actually got something to say.
What's his name?
His name's Vic.
Vic? Vic.
No, it's not Vic. It's Vic unpronounceable. I can't say
it. Oh, wait a minute. Well, I have the name here.
Yeah.
All right, let me look it up here.
Vic...
You gave it to me.
Vic Bibiteto. Yeah.
All right. Let's
have a listen to Vic.
We're listening to Vic, ladies and gentlemen, right here on The Bill Show.
The Bill Show. The Bill O'Reilly, not the show.
After a historic Supreme Court ruling, gays and lesbians can marry in all 50 states. The 5-4 ruling written by Justice Anthony Kennedy requires states to marry same-sex couples no matter where they live. In the victory for gay rights advocates, the justices ruled that states cannot deny gay men and lesbians the same marriage rights enjoyed by opposite-sex couples for thousands of years.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? My Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, your sister's ass, the Pony Express, Vic DiBattista here. Just heard the news that the Supreme Court just ruled for gay marriage, and I love it. I think it's the right decision. I don't understand why everybody is getting all ruffled for no reason. It's about two people who love each other, want to get married, and have a family. What don't you understand? What's the big deal? Are you kidding me? They're not getting guns and going into a school and shooting little kids. They're not going to churches and blowing away people. They're harmless, innocent people who love each other and want to get married like me and you do. Why does it bother you? And all these religious groups that say, it's an abomination. You think Jesus thought like that? You think Jesus would have, instead of alienating them, gay people, he would have opened his arms and welcomed into his flock because Jesus loved. You people are the haters. You people are putting the hate into Jesus' words. It's about love, you idiots. Wake the fuck up. Are you serious? Do you hear a gay couple when they get married and raise a child? Any stories about child molestation? No. Any stories about drug abuse? No. Maybe they do it better than we do it. If that's what's scaring you, you're scared that maybe they can handle marriage better than heterosexuals who 50% end up in divorce and they don't talk to each other and the kids grow up all fucked up because the parents got divorced. What are you so afraid of? They just love each other. What the fuck? With all this shit going on in the world, racism, terrorism, unemployment, wars, what the fuck? Live and let live. Are they bothering you? Jesus Christ Almighty, think about how fucked up you're fucking... What are you thinking? Live and let live, goddammit!
Oh my God. Vic is my God, man. I love him.
He's like Vic. You and on a roll.
I love it because it's this. It's like, love is the answer, you motherfucker! Yeah. Otherwise, I'm gonna rip off your fucking head. Piss down your fucking neck!
Yeah. Anyway, I thought you'd like that because I was looking for a counter opinion to the announcement about marriage equality this morning. And when I came across that, I thought,
man.
That just sounds like this is the guy that Bill goes to for lessons. Because when you go on a rant,
Anyway. What the fuck is your problem?
Anyway, Vic DiBattista is on YouTube, and he does one of these every week on different subjects. And I just happened to have stumbled across him. I am so happy.
I've got serious man love for this guy.
You can feel the bromance in the air, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'd like to hear from our commander-in-chief because he made an announcement about this morning as well on the portico.
Okay.
And I just felt that he summed it up quite well.
Okay. Our commander-in-chief, Barack Obama.
This morning, the Supreme Court recognized that the Constitution guarantees marriage equality. In doing so, they've reaffirmed that all Americans are entitled to the equal protection of the law, that all people should be treated equally, regardless of who they are or who they love. This decision will end the patchwork system we currently have. It will end the uncertainty hundreds of thousands of same-sex couples face from not knowing whether their marriage legitimate in the eyes of one state will remain if they decide to move or even visit another. This ruling will strengthen all of our communities by offering to all loving same-sex couples the dignity of marriage across this great land. Thank you.
Yes, Obama.
Yeah, and I'm really pleased. It was the three women on the SCOTUS.
Yes.
Sonia, who he just put in there, Elena, and of course Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yes, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She'll
Stephen
kick your ass.
Breyer and Anthony Kennedy.
Scalia didn't vote for it.
No,
those of course were the he didn't.
Yeah, those were the five. Those are the five justices to the other four who voted for marriage equality, and I think that's great. I'm very pleased.
So, the Bill Show, get it in post fix it in post. Cheer Squad has come in. This is for the vote for gay Scotus. Rights in America. There you go. There you go. Wow, that's fantastic. Like that.
I'll troll. Yeah, thanks, kids.
That's up. Fix it in post. Cheer squad. No, stop it. No more.
You're gonna put something else weird in there, like cats caterwauling.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, listen, we're going to be taking a quick break, and then we're going to come back. A few little comedy bits and stuff coming at you
for
right now.
Tinfoil hats, yeah.
Yeah, and then tinfoil hats for show number 1, 2, 3.
Thank you. Thank you. Too much. Go back. Go back. All right. That's good. That's good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for rolling me in here in a giant human trash can, American workers. The best at rolling trash cans on God's planet Earth. Ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to announce that I have an announcement to make. Donald Trump has announced he is running for president of the United States. Thank you. This will be the finest, most luxurious, gold-plated, diamond-encrusted campaign that will give hope to a weary nation until together we reach that fine fall day when the new season of Celebrity Apprentice premieres. Yes. And if elected, Trump will be, in his own word, the greatest jobs president that God ever created. Not just any God, okay? The most powerful, almightiest God, omnipotent in the most luxurious heaven imaginable. I'm talking about cloudside bottle service, okay? Classy, clean. Don't get me started on those other heavens, okay? They're a joke. They're a joke heavens, okay? But Donald Trump's campaign for president of the United States is not just great for America, it's great for late night television, because Donald's presidential campaign has inspired me, Stephen Colbert, to announce that I will still be hosting The Late Show on CBS. Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. Somebody has to, right? Somebody has to. It's enough time. Enough. Enough. Enough, I say. Cut the music, okay? My mouth has more to say. China, okay? Their economy is huge, okay? Their money's worth nothing. The greatest menace to American livelihood, and I love them, okay? They're wonderful people, and they're eating our lunch. We've got to stop them, okay? What lunch are we going to eat, okay? I don't want to eat their lunch. I've seen their lunch. Does it come with egg roll? Who knows? I don't know. And this administration is doing nothing to find out, okay? Show me the birth certificate. It's ridiculous. I don't know what you just said, but I agree with you to the gates of hell. And it has to happen. Okay, and so does Donald Trump, and that's how it's got to be, okay? Because Donald Trump is running for president, and he's going to make late-night television great again. These other hosts, you know, all the other guys, you know, they love me. We're good friends, and I can say that because we're close, but they're clowns, and I can say that because that is literally how they make their money. You know, I love Donald. You know, I'm going to say he looked great on television. You know, I was really surprised. I saw him, came out, and I thought, he looks like, you know, he fell into a river and they raked his body out of the surf down in Cape May 3 weeks from now. But the important thing was, is the crabs had not gotten to his eyes. And that sends a message of confidence to voters that if you vote for him, he's not physically dead. Now, as Donald said, I want to be, and he wants to be, a cheerleader for this broken nation. This beat up, hollowed out excuse for a lost cause of a shambling husk of a shambling nation that was caught in an alley behind a Hardee's. The greatest nation in the world. America, yes, yes, yes. I agree with Donald that America is dead, buried in a coffin, in salted earth with our enemies on it and laughing. And Donald Trump is the only man who can, excuse me, I'm just moved. I'm physically moved by the knowledge that Donald Trump is the only man who can dig up the corpse of that nation and marry it. Oh yeah, I'm really rich. Really rich. Really. And I'm not ashamed of it. I'll say that to anybody. I'll say that to anybody but the IRS. And let me assure you, unlike President Obama, I would have defeated fictional Robo Hitler, okay? That's a promise. My wife was in the back room drinking gin with Ben Vereen.
Do a magic trick.
I will do a magic trick. Think of a card. Is this your card?
Oh my God, how you do that?
This will happen again. This will happen again. Last quarter, it was just announced, the GDP, the gross, it stands for something, shrank, not for us, below zero. Who heard of that? There's nothing smaller than zero.
It can't happen. I will never be in a bicycle race. The real unemployment is, who knows? Pick a hat. Pick a hat out of a hat. Find a hat. There's another hat inside of it. That's how badly our hat business is doing in the United States, is that there are drifts of hats in the streets with other hats in it. Mexico has the hats. They have the hat dance. They know what to do with them. The Mexicans know what to do with the hats that we don't. And the real number of how many hats in the hat business and unemployment in that sector alone is between 18 to 24. First, I put my arms around him, yes, and drew him down to me so he could feel my breasts all perfume, yes. And his heart was going like mad. And yes, I said, yes, I will, yes. Okay, enough chit-chat. Let's get the family in here. Okay, come on out. Come on out. Squeeze in. Get in here, buddy. Get in here. There you go. There you go. I assume that one of these women is my wife. Some of them might be my daughters. Whichever one is my wife, she is my rock. And the others are trusted confidants. And whoever's left over will be appearing at Trump casinos later this month. And this little guy is my son. What's your name?
James.
This someday will all be yours. Because when I die, he gets Late Show. Okay. That's enough. That's good. Let's go. Let's go. Music. Music. Let's go. Come on. September 8th. September 8th. Wrong way. Sorry, wrong way. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Chop, chop. All right. We'll edit this later. We'll edit this. Cut this part.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert starting September 8th.
Yeah!
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, there's the feedback there, Randy. I'm sorry. Coming up. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. The news and commentary that we listen to because we hate our own heads. That's our tinfoil hat music, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Brought to you by Alcoa.
Alcoa, the friendly wrap. Now, Randy, I don't know what I just said. I just said shit. Randy, I was so upset, and I don't want you to get upset with me. Please don't hurt me.
All right, I'm not upset with you, Bill.
Yeah, but you don't know what I did. You don't know what I did.
I don't know.
I could have done something really bad.
I can sit down without pain, so I must not have noticed that.
It's always disgusting with you. Yes. Sorry. Yes, I listened to Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly. I may not have any black friends, but
I'm home. I listened to Bill O'Reilly after Charleston, and I kind of lost my shit. And I actually...
Did you find it?
I did.
Okay.
It was between the cushions in the sofa.
Oh,
next to my
is that what that was?
In my crap.
I thought it was the lost brownie.
But anyway, like a veritable lost brownie with fungus on it, Bill O'Reilly sought to call me into my studio when you weren't here to actually completely do my package. Because Bill O'Reilly on his Talking Points memo...
Yes.
Talking Points memo. Unleashed with this kind of... You know, that kind of... anger that only somebody who was truly guilty of what he's being accused of.
Yes.
He wanted to deny that America has a problem with race. This is Bill O'Reilly. Doesn't have a problem.
I have to hit the table.
Look at the president.
I have black friends.
And my favorite one that they say is, look at the president. He's black. See? Everything's okay now. And so...
Or like Sarah Palin says, he's not really... black, he's kind of more like light brown.
Did she say that?
Yeah.
God bless her heart.
Oh, did you know her daughter's preggers again without being married?
Well, I'll tell you. That's a bit ironic, isn't it? But anyway, go. Anyway, Bill O'Reilly, lighting my farts on fire. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I said to myself while I was listening. The Bill O'Reilly Talking Points memo for Charleston. What an asshole. He's my tinfoil hat, and here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, folks, my tinfoil hat, of course, is the incredible Bill O'Reilly. You know,
after the Charleston shootings, people said, you know, America might have a race problem, and that facilitated a conversation about race. Well, that didn't suit good old Billo. Billo was very upset that people were actually impugning that maybe because of all the race crimes we've had recently, America might have a problem with race. This didn't suit Billo. People got on the Yahoo News Network and talked a little bit about America's race problem. This was Billo's reaction.
The only TV network that does not accept the blatant dishonesty that America is a white supremacist nation is Fox News. And some of us on this channel get viciously attacked for standing up for the truth. Last night on my computer, the Yahoo News service carried anti-Fox defamation from all kinds of crazy left-wing websites. It was brutal. Yahoo just throwing this garbage out there with no balance.
Yes, it's totally disgraceful. It's totally disgraceful that any media company would be that biased. It's terrible. And let's remember, let's go to bat for the real victims of this entire thing, Fox News. But, Bill, I do go on because it gets better. Here we go, Bill.
So that's why these anti-American race baiters spew their invective with glee. Because there's little downside for them, with the exception of terrible ratings. As Talking Points has reported, the no-spin truth is that there are anti-black bigots in America. Of course there are. But to say the entire country is defined by them is a gross lie. That would be like saying that African Americans are all defined by Farrakhan or the Black Panthers. Most Americans, no matter what color they are decent, fair-minded people. But there are problems in the African American precincts, especially in the inner city. However, the problems have little to do with white people.
No, they have nothing to do with white people. In fact, I think Billy has a point here. If there was just black people, they would still have these problems. America is defined by race. Well, let's have a look at the facts, shall we? Black people live poorer. Yes, they do. They do. An analysis of census data conducted by researchers at Brown University found that income isn't the main driving factor in the segregation of U.S. cities, with only one exception. Minorities at every income level live in poorer neighborhoods than do whites of comparable incomes. We cannot escape the conclusion, said the report, that more is at work here than simple market processes. Could it be bigotry? Don't know. Along with residential segregation, the study notes comes across a fewer resources for those in minority neighborhoods. That has nothing to do with white people. You know the white people that it has nothing to do with, they also get more money in America. White Americans held more than 88% of the country's wealth in 2010, according to a Federal Reserve report, and even though they only made up to 64% of the population, black Americans held 2.7% of the country's wealth, though they made up 13% of the population. And you know something? I happen to think black folks sometimes got the bad end of the stick at the world financial crisis. Why do I know that? Because white folks targeted them. Yes, folks. In the years before the financial crisis, people of color were much more likely to be targeted for subprime loans than their white counterparts, even when they had similar credit scores. The Center for Responsible Lending came to that conclusion after analyzing government-provided mortgage data for the year 2004. What that means is that the people that lost their house during the world financial crisis, they lost it because they were targeted, and they were targeted largely by white people. You know something? They also go to segregated schools. According to the Civil Rights Project, 80% of Latino students attended segregated schools, and 43% attended intensely segregated schools. Ones with only up to 10% of white students. 74% of black students attended segregated schools, and 38% attended intensely segregated schools. Could that be because of white people? You know that white people get high, but black people go to jail. Bill, how can you say that? I can say that because the National Survey on Drug Use and Health in 2011 said that white Americans use drugs more than black Americans. Yay, white people! But black Americans are arrested for drug possession more than three times as often as whites. And finally, black people spend more time in jail. Because who wouldn't want to spend more time in jail? Do they spend more time in jail because they're badder than white people? No. Black men receive prison sentences 19.5% longer than those of whites who, wait for it, committed the same crime. This is from a 2013 report on U.S. sentencing. You know something? I'm not sure, but I think there might be a difference in the experience of white people and black people in America, Bill. And I think it might have something to do with the bigotry that white people feel. I don't know. I'm thinking that. But do go on, USA.
Rather a corrosive culture that does not confront child neglect and antisocial behavior on the streets. That's what's driving poverty and dysfunction.
You mean to tell me the targeting black men for drug arrests three times as often, putting them in segregated schools and targeting them for swindling during the world financial crisis by giving them shit subprime loans and keeping them out of white neighborhoods has nothing to do with the problem in black communities? No. Has nothing to do. Everything I said before has nothing to do with it, according to Bill O'Reilly. According to Bill O'Reilly, it's the black people. Oh, you silly black people. The problem with you folks is you just can't look after yourself. It's the white man's burden, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it, you black people? Silly black people. Go on.
The truth is, there's no organized effort to harm black people by white people. That doesn't exist here.
Are you out of your fucking mind? Are you out of your fucking mind? Did a little Google search to the Southern Poverty Law Center. The SPLC counted 1,007 groups as active hate groups in the United States in 2012. The groups included 186 separate Ku Klux Klan groups with 52 websites, Bill. 196 neo-Nazi groups with 89 websites. 111 white nationalist groups with 190 websites. 98 skin power groups with 25 websites. 39 Christian identity groups, like they can't figure out what they are, with 37 websites. 93 neo-Confederate groups. You lost the fucking war. Get around it. 25 websites. There and 113 black separatist groups with 40 websites. Well, they wouldn't be a problem. And 90 general hate groups. General hate groups. Subdivided into your anti-gay, Holocaust denial, racist music, racist traditional Catholic groups and others, with 172 separate fucking websites. Are you out of your fucking mind? Bill, making racist websites is a national fucking hobby in the United States.
You're always going to have that. You're always going to have terrible incidents like Ferguson and Baltimore and Charleston. But every stat and every poll say the same thing. There is not an epidemic of racism in the United States of America.
Once again, everything ends happily and there's no problem at all. Yes, the Bill Show is giving Bill O'Reilly an extra award today, Randy. That's right. It's the Golden Fart Award. And it sounds something like this. Well done, Bill. You're an artist.
That was a bit long, wasn't it?
Was that long? Thanks for waking me up to say goodbye to all of our listeners.
What did I bore everybody?
No, sorry. It's that fart at the end. My God. Good thing there were no naked flames in the studio.
All right.
Well, I hope Bill O'Reilly appreciated his Golden Fart Award.
That speech that he gave just about made my brain explode out my ears.
Well, so, that's why you were wearing a tinfoil hat.
I was.
To keep the waves out of your head.
But I think I went on for too long.
Look, listen. Ladies and gentlemen, are you still with us? They are.
Yeah, you're just sitting there going, "Geez, I have. Yeah, I've checked their pulse.
We'll fix that in post. We'll fix that in post. We'll have the kids yell."
I did. Listen, I bored my audience there. I'm sure.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Listen, we've gone almost as long before. Look,
an hour and a half.
Ladies and gentlemen, you go onto our website. We've actually had feedback on iTunes.
We have. Did you see our lovely review?
Yeah, a good review.
Who's the lady who gave it to us? I'm sure it was a lady.
It was my wife. Who doesn't? I paid her. I said you can have a new pair of shoes if you review us on iTunes.
Don't tell me it was your wife. No, it was a lovely, by the way.
She can't use a computer.
This lovely lady left a review for us on iTunes. Please leave reviews, guys. I'm sorry I went on long. Didn't mean to bore you.
Tell us. Go on to www.thebillshow.net, and there's a little thing at the bottom of the page where you can actually sort of send us a quick message.
Yeah. And
just say that last one, show number 1, 2, 3.
Never fucking got to the point. 1, 2, 3
was a 5, or 1, 2, 3 was a 0.
Anyway, listen, we want to say goodbye to all of you. We will see you in another
and
2 weeks.
And all our company.
Yeah, that's
M-I-C.
M-I-C.
Okay. No, go away. Okay. Stop it.
Let's wave to the people as we always do, Randy.
See you, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Bye.
Now it's time to feed them, give them their meds, and pack them away till next time. So long and good night from the Bill Show.